Well, good evening, brothers and sisters.
弟兄姊妹们, 晚上好。
And let's start by reading a few scriptures.
让我们开始的时候读两处的经文。
Yeah. Let's read Philippians chapter 3, verse 10, as we read quite a few times yesterday and today.
我们昨天和今天读了好几次，我们先读腓立比书第3章第10节。
Yeah. That I may know him and the power of his resurrection and the fellowship of his sufferings being conformed to his death.
使我认识基督，晓得他复活的大能，并且晓得和他一同受苦，效法他的死。
And today we would like to go to our Lord Jesus' suffering and those who suffer with him.
今天我要讲到我们主耶稣基督的受苦和那些与他一同受苦的人。So
let's turn to Revelation chapter 13.
请我们一同翻到启示录第13章,
verse
8, 第8节。
All who dwell on earth will worship him whose name have not been written in the book of life of the Lamb slain from the foundation of the world.
凡住在地上名字从创世以来没有记在被杀之羔羊生命册上的人都要拜他。So
here, this verse talks about a book of life of the Lamb.
在这里讲到羔羊有一本生命册。Now,
what is this Lamb?
谁是? 或者什么是这个羔羊?
It says, the lamb slain from the foundation of the world.
他说,这个羔羊乃是在创立世界以来就被杀的羔羊。So
it says that our God, you know, when he created heaven and earth, he already has this thing in mind.
这意思告诉我们说,当神在创造天和地的时候, 羔羊被杀这件事已经在神的心中，在他的意念。
There will be a lamb. Lamb will be slain.
有一位羔羊要来，而且他要被杀。
Slain from the foundation of the earth.
所以说，在创世以来就被杀的羔羊。
Now, Lord Jesus came. Let's turn to John chapter 17.
主耶稣来了，我们请大家一起读。 约翰福音第17章。So
the day before his crucifixion, he had a prayer to his heavenly father.
在主耶稣上十字架以前那一天晚上，他在父的面前有这个祷告。And
this is at the very beginning, chapter 17, John, and the verse 4.
在约翰福音17章一开头第4节说道。
I have glorified you on the earth. I have finished the work which you have given me to do.
我在地上已经荣耀你，你所托付我的事我已成全了。So
the whole time our Lord Jesus came to the earth, he is doing what his Father has entrusted him to do.
所以主耶稣来到地上的整个一生，他都是在完成父所托付他的工作。
Now, let's turn to John chapter 12.
我们再看约翰福音第12章。
And this is, again, this is like the day before he was crucified.
这也是在他被钉十字架的前一天所说的话。
Right. And this is John chapter 12, verse 23 to 26.
约翰福音12章。 23到24节, 26节。
Right, this is he talking to his own disciples.
这是主耶稣对他自己的门徒说的话。
But Jesus answered them saying, the hour has come that the Son of Man should be glorified.
耶稣说,人子得荣耀的时候到了。
Most assuredly, I say to you, unless a grain of wheat falls into the ground and dies, it remains alone. But if it dies, it produces much fruit.
我实实在在地告诉你们，一粒麦子不落在地里死了，人就是一粒；若是死了，就结出许多子粒来。
So the Lord Jesus saying, he is like a grain of wheat.
所以主耶稣在这里说到他自己就是那一粒麦子。
But he went on to say something more.
他接下来说了更多的话。
In verse 25, he who loves his soul will lose it, and he who hates his soul in this world will keep it for eternal life.
25节说，爱惜自己生命的就失上生命，在这世上恨恶自己生命的就要保守生命到永生。
Now, let me just underline this. He said, hates his soul in this world.
我要在这里强调，主耶稣说到恨自己魂生命的。
Yeah, in the world.
在世界上恨恶自己魂生命的。
And then verse 26.
然后第26节。
If anyone serves me, let him follow me. And where I am, there my servant will be also.
若有人服侍我，就当跟从我。我在哪里，服侍我的人也要在那里。
So 2 days later, he will be crucified.
两天之后，他就会被钉十字架。
Right, he's telling his follower, you know, where I am, I expect my servant to be.
他告诉那些跟随他的人说，我在哪里，我盼望我的仆人们也在那里。
So lastly, let's just read one verse in the book of Peter. Peter's First Peter chapter 4.
最后我们再读彼得前书第四章。
And verse 13.
第十三节。
This is Peter speaking.
这是彼得在说话。
But rejoice to the extent that you partake of Christ's sufferings, that when his glory is revealed, you may also be glad with exceeding joy.
倒要欢喜，因为你们是与基督一同受苦，使你们在他荣耀显现的时候也可以欢喜快乐。
So here, Apostle Peter connects two things together.
所以使徒保罗把两件事情在这里连在一起。
One is to suffer with Christ.
一件事是乃是与基督一同受苦。
And the other is rejoice.
另外一件就是欢喜快乐。
Not only rejoice, but be glad with exceeding joy.
不仅是欢喜快乐，而且是大大的喜乐。
Let's pray.
让我们一同祷告。
Lord, we have read your word, and we pray that this evening you be with us.
主啊，我们已经读了你的话语，我们求你今天晚上与我们同在。
Lord, we know that man's word is so inadequate to express your heart.
主啊，你知道我们人的言语何等的不合适来发表你的自己。
But Lord, we know one thing, you love us so much.
主啊，我们知道一件事，你是何等的爱我。
You always want to give us the best.
你总是要把上好的赐给我。
You always want to give the deepest good thing in your own heart to us.
你总是要把你心中那最深的、最好的告诉我们。
So Lord, we pray that this evening your Spirit will set all of us free.
所以主啊，今天晚上我们恳求你借着你的灵使我们得自由。
So that we know, really know what's in your heart.
好叫我们真正的知道你的心意。
Your heart for us.
就是你向着我们的心意。
Thank you, Lord. In the name of Lord Jesus, we pray.
主，我们感谢你，奉我们主的名祷告。
Amen.
Amen.
So, brothers and sisters, yesterday at the meal, a brother said, Brother Ted, I thought you were going to talk about the joy of, the joy with Christ.
昨天聚完会以后，在吃饭的时候，有一位弟兄跟我说彭弟兄，我以为你要交通到主的喜乐。
I think he was joking at me.
我想他可能是跟我开玩笑。
Because I was with the brothers, subject the brothers entrusted to me is to fellowship in God's suffering.
因为呢弟兄们给我的安排托付乃是讲到在他的苦难中与他一同交通。
But my brother reminded me one thing.
但是我们弟兄提醒我一件事。
It's extremely important for us to see that to suffer with the Lord, or in the Old Testament, to suffer with God, is actually the beginning of the great joy.
有一件非常重要的事情是我们需要看见的，就是从旧约看见神的痛苦，还有新约里面与主一同受苦。它的结果乃是带来极大的喜乐。
Yes, not only great joy, but also glory.
不仅是极大的喜乐，并且是荣耀。
So I would like to start with, and before I touch the subject for this evening, I'd like to give you two or three examples.
所以在我进入今天的主题之前，让我向大家说几个例子。
And it's actually all very familiar to you, so I'll just go pretty quick.
这些例子对大家都是非常熟悉的，所以我要快快的说。
Remember in the Old Testament time, there's one of Jacob's son is by the name of Judah.
我们知道在旧约时代有一雅各的一个儿子犹大。
Jacob had 12 sons.
雅各有12个儿子。
Joseph went to Egypt, kind of disappeared from them.
约瑟呢被卖到埃及去，就从他们面前消失了。
They thought he was dead.
他们认为，或者雅各认为他死了。
Yeah. And then later, when there was a problem, the famine in Canaan.
然后呢，在迦南地就有了大饥荒。
And then so the 10 sons of Jacob went to Egypt.
雅各的十个儿子下埃及去。
And then at Egypt, this prime minister, which was Joseph, they didn't know. The Joseph said, you have a brother, right?
埃及的宰相就是约瑟，他们并不知道。约瑟向他们说，你们还有一个弟兄弟。
So, you go back, bring him back, bring him here.
你们回去把那个小弟弟带来。
So they went back, they told Jacob.
所以他们回去告诉了父亲。
Jacob said, I already lost a son, I'm going to lose another son.
雅各说，我已经失去了一个儿子，难道我还要失去另一个儿子？
No, I cannot let him go.
我不能让他去。
And then Reuben, and then finally Judah talked to him.
我们看见流变，然后呢，犹大都劝他的父亲。
So Judah said, you know, let my brother go.
犹大说，请你让我们的兄弟和我们同去。
Yeah, now if they want to keep him, I will be there.
如果他们要把他留下来，我就代替他留下来。
You know, we know that make the long story short. So finally they met this Joseph.
我们长话短说，最后他们与约瑟相认了。
And they brought his brother over.
他们把他们的弟兄带去。
And then this Joseph said, keep him, I want to keep him here.
然后果然约瑟就说呢，我要把你们小兄弟留在这。
And Judah says, no, we can't do that. You cannot do that.
犹大说，不，我们不能这样做，
you,
我也不能容许你这样做。
If you keep my little brother here, then my dad would die.
如果你把我们小兄弟留在这里，我们的父亲就要死了。
So let me stay here, be your servant.
所以让我留在这里做你的奴仆。
Let my little brother go home.
让我的小弟兄呢回去。
So my dad won't die.
好叫我的父亲存活。
Dear brothers and sisters.
亲爱弟兄姊妹。
What is this?
这是什么？
No, Judah wants to be a surety.
犹大要做一个松绑。
Judah knew the pain, the suffering of his dad.
犹大他明白了，他感觉到他父亲里面的痛苦。
And he wants to bear the burden of his dad.
他要来背负他父亲的那个痛苦的重担。
And he wants to take the responsibility of his dad.
他要来背负他父亲身上的那个责任。
Thank the Lord, brother and sister.
感谢神，弟兄姊妹们。
The Judah tribe is the tribe that could take the responsibility of the father.
在这里犹大所试图要做的就是来背负他父亲的那个责任。
Not only at that time.
不仅那个时刻。
When time goes on.
当以后发生的事。
You see, Caleb.
我们看见加勒。
You see David.
大卫。
And then you see essentially the whole tribe of Judah. Out of the 12 tribes in history.
我们看见在历史中从12个支派中那个犹大的支派。
Yeah. And then finally you see people like Daniel.
最后我们看见像但以理这样。
Years later, our Lord Jesus came out physically from that tribe.
然后我们再看见许多年之后主耶稣从这个支派出生。
So see the willingness of Judah to suffer for his dad.
所以我们看见犹大他甘愿情愿为他的父亲受苦。
And then the wonderful things he brought.
他带来了奇妙的结果。
Not only himself.
不仅他自己。
But the whole tribe of Judah.
并且整个犹大的支派。
Now, let me give you another example.
我再讲另一个例子。
David.
大卫。
You know, David, remember David, when he became 30 years old, he became king.
大卫在他30岁的时候被立为王。
Now, all these years, there's something in his heart.
在过去的许多年中，在他心中有一件事。
The heart is for the Lord.
他的心乃是为着神，
you,
为着主。
Yeah, if you read his psalm, you know his heart is so close to the Lord.
我们读他写的诗篇，我们看见他的心是那样的贴近神。
So when he was 30 years old, when he became king.
所以当他30岁被立为君王的时候。
So immediately, in the next few years, he did three things.
在过立为君王之后的几年之后，他立刻做了三件事。
The first thing, he took Jerusalem.
第一件事取得了耶路撒冷。
Jerusalem was actually, you know, people went into Canaan, and then it took about 400 years before the Israelites could take Jerusalem.
我们知道，当以色列人进了迦南地之后，400多年呢，以色列人都没有办法攻取耶路撒冷。
David knew.
大卫知道。
But God already said.
神已经说了。
You know, when people go into Canaan,
当我的百姓进到迦南地，
they can only worship me.Have the altar only at one place.
他们只能在我在指定的一个地方来设立祭坛来敬拜。
Thank the Lord, David just took Jerusalem.
感谢神，大卫立刻就取得了耶路撒冷。
And then David also knew that God wants to dwell among his own people.
大卫也非常清楚知道的，神盼望住在他百姓中间。
So when he became king,
所以他做王以后，
Now the ark has been in the wood for 70 years.
这个约柜在树林里面已经有70年时间。
And all these years, the leader of Israel did not pay attention.
在这70年中间，以色列的领袖他们一点都不留意。
So David went to the woods, not only himself,He actually brought so many people, almost the whole nation to go in.
所以大卫去树林里面，不仅他个人，几乎许多人，几乎是全国的人都跟他去。
And he brought the ark out.
他找到了约柜，把约柜
bring it to Jerusalem.
带出来，然后迎进了耶路撒冷。
And he himself was so happy.
他自己非常的喜乐。
And he got everybody to be happy.
他使得所有的人都喜乐。
And then the third thing,
第三件事,
he told the Lord, he told Nathan to tell the Lord.
他告诉先知拿单去向神表明他的心意。
I want to build the Lord a house.
我盼望为我的主，我的神建立一个殿。
The Lord's heart is so moved.
神的心受感动。
So many years I'm in among the Israelites.
所以这么多年在以色列百姓中间。
Nobody mentioned to build me a house.
没有一个人谈过要为神建造一个家。
So the Lord of course would not allow David to build the house because David was a warrior.
我们知道大卫因为他是一个战士，所以神不许可他来建神的殿。
The Lord only allow a man of peace to build his own house.
神要寻找一个平安之子来建造神的家。
The Lord's heart was so happy.
但是神的心却何等的喜乐。
So in those years, David,Gradually, he actually found a place for the house.
所以在他做王的那些年间，他逐渐的、终于的找到了一个地点来建造神的家。
And also from seek the Lord's heart, actually find the design of the house.
他不仅寻求神的心意，并且他就领受了神指示神家的那个蓝图。
And then finally, his own money, and he actually crank up everybody to make offering for the materials for the house.
他把他自己所积蓄的金银，并且他感动了全国的百姓，一同的奉献，是为着建造神的家。
Now, if you read the last chapter of First Chronicle,
如果我们读历代志上的最后一章，
you see how happy David was.
我们看见大卫在那个时候，他心里何等的喜乐。
David prayed to the Lord.
他向主祷告。
The Lord, I thank you.
他说主啊，我感谢你。
You know, it is you who give us the intent, the willingness to actually to offer the material for your house.
是你赐给我们一个甘愿的心。 来为你的家预备材料。
Not only me,
不仅是我
but also our people,
并且我们所有的百姓。
He was so happy.
所以他的心非常的喜乐。
So dear brothers and sisters,
所以亲爱的弟兄姊妹们
you know, we talk about Old Testament time, people suffer with God and people rejoice with God.
我们讲到旧约时代那些与主与神一同痛苦的人他们也与神一同的欢喜。
So where was David's suffering?
所以大卫他受什么苦呢?
His suffering is he discovered that God's heart is painful.
他的苦难是因为他发现了神的心痛苦。
That's why he wants to get Jerusalem, get the altar, and also, I'm sorry, to get the ark, and also, to build God a house.
那就是为什么他攻取耶路撒冷，迎接约柜，并且立意为神建造他的。
So where is the joy?
所以他喜乐。
Yeah, where is the joy?
他的喜乐在哪里?
His joy.Is have everybody to go together, everybody joyful to bring back the ark.
他的喜乐乃是在于每一个人都同心的做这件事。
And everybody offer to in order to build the house of God.
每一个人都奉献是为着建造神的家。
And then later he sinned.
那之后他说
I'm sorry. Many years later he sinned.
许多年之后他犯罪了。
And then he felt so bad.
他非常的痛苦。
After a period of time, he felt so bad.
在一段时期之后
yeah,
他感觉非常痛苦。
Yeah, the prophet pointed out to him that you are the one who stole the lamb. 是你是偷了那个羊。
那先知告诉他说你就是那一个取了别人羊的那个人。
Right. So, and he felt so bad, he wrote Psalm 51.
所以他心里面痛苦他就写了诗篇51篇。
You know, Psalm 51, it's really heavy.
诗篇51篇我们知道他的灵非常的沉重。
He told the Lord, I have sinned against you.
他告诉主说主啊我得罪了你。
But I cannot be without you.
但是我却不能没有你。
So, do not take away your face.
所以请你不要向我湮灭。
You know, the broken and contrite spirit you will not despise.
忧伤痛悔的灵你不必不轻看。
But then he said,
然后他说,
he said, Lord, please continue to bless your own house.
主啊求你仍然继续的祝福你自己的家。
Yeah, and build Jerusalem.
建造耶路撒冷。
You know, in the past, I thought, David, you have no right to say these things.
过去呢，我一直感觉大卫，你现在已经没有资格来这样祷告。
You sin so bad, king, sin so bad.
你做君王，你却犯了这么可怕的罪。
But then later I realized.
然后之后我却逐渐明白。
You know, David was really saying this.
大卫实际上他在说什么呢
？I'm not qualified to be your king.
我没有资格来做王。
I'm so bad.
我是这样不好。
But Lord, remember your own house.
但是主啊，求你还是纪念你自己的家。
Remember, still build Jerusalem.
求你仍然纪念要建造耶路撒冷。
So, sister,
耶路撒冷。
This is David.
这就是大卫。
You know, the wonder is the Lord opened his own heart to him.
很稀奇的就是神就将他的心意向大卫开启。
You know, the Lord told David that, you know, David then realized that there's not only this Lord, but also there's another Lord, my Lord.
所以因此呢大卫他开始意识到不仅有父神并且还有一位要来的主。
The Lord speak to my Lord.
他说我主对我主说。
Sit on my right until I make your enemy your footstool.
你坐在我的右边，等我使你的仇敌做你的脚凳。
The Lord also revealed to David something really wonderful.
那么神在此也向大卫再启示更奇妙的事。
That's Psalm 133.
就是来到 诗篇133篇
Brothers dwell together in unity. How good and how pleasant.
弟兄们和睦同居是何等的善何等的美。
So like the precious oil coming down from the head of Aaron.
那好比贵重的油浇在亚伦的头上。
To his beard, to the end of his skirt.
流过他的胡须流到他的衣襟。
It's like the dew coming from heaven.
又好像黑门的甘露。
Coming down to Zion.
降在锡安山。
And there is the blessing.
在那里有永远的福。
Yeah, the life forevermore.
就是永远生命的福。
Dear brother and sister.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们。
That many years ago.
在那许多年之前。
David saw a picture.
大卫已经看见了那一幅图画。
That picture is the spiritual reality of the church today.
那一幅图画就是今天教会属灵的实际。
How good, how pleasant it is for brothers to dwell together in unity.
弟兄姊妹们和睦同居是何等的美何等的善。
Precious oil coming down from the head.
像贵重的油浇在头上。
To the beard and to the end of his skirt.
流过他的胡须流到他的衣襟。
And it's like the dew coming from Hermon, down to Mount Zion.
他又说好比那黑门的甘露降在锡安山。
Eternal blessing, eternal life.
那永远的福就是永远的生命。
So dear brothers and sisters, this is, when you read Psalm 133, you have to feel David's joy.
弟兄姊妹们当我们读到诗篇133篇我们可以感觉到大卫的喜乐。
How good, how pleasant it is for brothers to dwell together in unity.
那是何等的美何等的善。
So,
当弟兄们和睦同居。
Right, so do you see, brother and sister, the suffering of David with God?
所以弟兄姊妹们我们是不是看见大卫与神一同受苦。
Yeah, his heart, he felt the pain in God's heart.Because God couldn't find a house among his own people.
他的心感觉到神心中的痛苦
then,
因为神在他自己百姓中间找不到家。
And then you see what David saw, the joy and the glory in his own house.
但是我们接下来看见大卫在他自己和他的家中他的喜乐和得着的荣耀。
Another example was, Elijah.
另外一个例子就是以利亚我要快快地讲。
Yeah, Elijah really suffered.
以利亚也受苦。
Because he saw the suffering of God.
因为他看见神的心痛苦。
Yeah, at that time is Jezebel, is Ahab, the whole Israel is going away.
在那个时代我们看见有耶洗别有亚哈整个以色列国的心都离弃了神。
So that day, Elijah told the Lord.
所以在那个时刻呢以利亚向主祷告。
Elijah said, Lord, you know, they have abolished your covenant.
以利亚向神说他们废掉了你的约。
They have destroyed your temple.Destroy your altar.
他们毁坏了你的祭坛。
They have killed your prophet.
他们杀了你的先知。
Brothers and sisters, these are just three verses.
弟兄姊妹，这不过是三节的圣经。
But it means a lot.
但是却有非常丰富的意义。
What does it mean they have abolished your covenant?
他们废弃了神的约是什么意思
？It means they don't belong to you anymore.
他们就向神说我不属你们不属你。
What do you mean by they destroy your altar?
他们毁了你的祭坛是什么意思
?They would not allow anybody to come to worship you.
他们不让任何人来到祭坛那里敬拜神。
They would not allow anybody to come to the altar to fellowship with you.
他们不容许任何人到神的祭坛那里来敬拜神。
What does it mean by killing all your prophets?
他们杀了所有神的先知是什么意思
?That means like today, they burn all your Bible.
他意思就像今天把所有的圣经都烧了。
Nobody can hear the word of God anymore.
没有人再能够听到神的话语。
So of course, after that, the Lord told Elijah, you're going to anoint Elisha.
我们知道当以利亚这样向神诉苦的时候，神就告诉以利亚说，你去膏以利沙。
Yeah, on the surface, you think that the Lord is not happy with Elijah.
在表面上我们看见好像神呢为以利亚的这样的说话很高兴。
But you know, brothers and sisters, a few years later.
但是弟兄姊妹你知道几年之后
the Lord received him in a whirlwind.
主用在旋风中在火用火车火马把他迎接升天。
Why?
为什么?
It is because Elijah said to the Lord something that was deep in his own heart, deep in the Lord's heart.
我想因为是以利亚向神发表了神心中最深的痛苦。
Yes, the deepest pain in God's heart.
他体贴体会了神心中的最深的痛苦。
And then he told the Lord,They have abolished your covenant. They have destroyed your altar, and they have killed your prophet.
所以他向神说，你的百姓废弃了你的约，毁坏了你的祭坛，杀害了你的先知。
So the Lord knows Elijah knew him.
所以主知道以利亚体贴了他的心。
So the Lord did something really unusual. He took him up.In a whirlwind.
所以主做了一件非常不寻常的事，就是在旋风中把他接回天上。
So in this story, there was a suffering and there is a glory.
在这一个故事里面，我们也看见了痛苦和喜乐。
Yeah, and then that the pain. Yeah, the pain is Elijah saw the pain in God's heart.
那个痛苦乃是以利亚他看见了神心中的痛苦。
And the joy and the glory.Is the Lord took him in whirlwind.
那喜乐和荣耀乃是神在旋风中把他接回去。
Now let me give you a third example. The third example.
这已经，这是 four.
啊？
你已经讲完第 third 了。
Oh. The three? Oh, I'm sorry, I'm sorry. But let me talk about the fourth, okay? It's important.
让我再讲一个第四个例子。
And can we see this slide about, Daniel?
我们看但以理的那一个投影片好吗
？At the very top, you know Daniel's story. At the very top, it says, "Weep not, for the joy of the Lord is your strength."
在这投影片上面这一节话说不要哭泣，因为耶和华的喜乐是我们的力量。
And our Chinese translation is slightly off.
我们的英文不，我们的翻译呢有一点点没有表达出来。
Yeah, the Chinese translation basically says, the joy that I have because of the Lord is my strength.
因为耶和华的喜乐是我们的力量。
I'm sorry, I should say this. The Chinese translation says, 因耶和华所得的喜乐是我的力量。anyways, you see the difference? The difference is our Chinese translation says the joy is mine because of him. But the English original and all of them is the joy is his joy. Is the Jehovah's joy.
在英文的翻译里面他的意思是说耶和华神心中的喜乐是我们的力量。
Now, brothers and sisters, I mentioned to you yesterday about Daniel.
那昨天我们已经谈到了但以理。
Daniel felt so bad.
但以理
It felt so bad that we, our ancestors, our kings, and our rulers, we have all sinned against you.
但以理在祷告的时候他心情非常的沉重，因为他说我们的列祖包含了我们自己都犯罪得罪了我们。
But the Lord now, King Cyrus allow us to go back.
但是呢，那个时候的古列王却允许他们愿意回去的可以归回。
So Lord, give us another chance to go back to live for your glory.
他们能够回去，能够为着神的荣耀而活。
Brothers and sisters, when you go on, you know, about, about maybe 60 years later, the second wave, the Ezra went back. 90 years. So 90 years. So 90 years later, the Ezra went back.
在所罗巴伯他们第一批回去之后的90年大约。
Yeah.
有第二批的就是以斯拉所。
If you read Ezra's prayer.
对。
If you read Ezra's prayer.
如果我们读以斯拉的祷告。
In Ezra chapter 9.
在以斯拉记第九章。
You have the same sense.
在那里有同样的感觉。
The Lord, Ezra says, Lord, we have sinned against you.
以斯拉在那里向神承认。主啊，我们得罪了。
Not only our ancestors, but we as well.
啊，不仅我们的祖先，包含我们都得罪了。
A few years later,
再过了几年
，Nehemiah brought the third wave. People went back.
尼希米带领了第三波的归回。
Now, before he did that, when he knew that the Jerusalem, the wall was burned,
在他回去之前，他得知。耶路撒冷的城墙被毁，城门被火焚烧。
Yeah, he had a prayer.
所以他有一个祷告。
The prayer essentially said the same thing.
他的祷告基本上也是说同样的事情。
Lord, we have sinned against you.
他向神承认，神啊，我们得罪了你。
Thank the Lord when he went back.
感谢主，当他回去之后。
In 52 days, they built the wall.
他们用了52天就把城墙恢复。
So after the wall is built, something strange happened.
当城墙恢复之后发生了一件奇特的事情。
And the people gather at the gate of the temple.
我们看见许多的百姓呢就聚集在城水门。
在那个城在那个 temple 附近。
Water gate.
Yeah, the water gate is at the temple.
不在 temple 在北边。
Okay. My brother is right.
他们聚集在耶路撒冷的水门的前面。
Yeah. Well, but anyway, it's something very strange. These people want to hear the word of God.
在那里发生一个很特殊的情形，所有的百姓他们愿意来听神的话。
And not only that, it's they want. It's not Ezra tell them. It's not Nehemiah tell them. They want to hear the word of God.
不是以斯拉或者尼希米叫他们来听。而是他们要求要听什么。
Not only that, they want the Levites to explain the word of God.
不仅如此，那时候利未人起来进功用，他们能够解释神的话语。
Yeah, the people demand Levites to explain.
因为呢，百姓要求以利未人来教导神的话语。
Yeah. So after that, the people all wept.
当他们听见神的话语，百姓们都哭了。
So, then, Nehemiah said this.
接下来尼希米就说了。
Nehemiah says, weep not.
不要哭泣。
For the joy of the Lord is your strength.
中文的翻译说，从耶和华得的喜乐是我们的力量。
But the real translation is, the joy of the Lord, 耶和华的喜乐。他的喜乐是我们的力量。
That's the real meaning.
So when sister,
that's what I remember.
Yeah. What does it mean by the joy of the Lord?
怎么是耶和华的喜乐?
Why the Lord is joyful?
为什么我们的神喜乐了呢?
Why did people weep?
为什么百姓要哭泣呢?
Think about that.
请大家思想一下。
When sister, what I think is like this.
弟兄姊妹们，我个人的领会是这样。
You know, all these 160 years.
在这160年中间。
Three or four generations.
大概有三到四代。
Very difficult.
是非常的艰难。
I think people sometimes wonder.
我想那个时候的人呢，他们可能稀奇。
Why, Lord, you know, you want to let us be exiled?
主啊，你为什么容许我们被掳呢？
Why so many years you didn't bring us back?
为什么经过了70年你带我们回来?
No, they didn't know.
他们不知道。
I think they may complain, just like we would complain.
我想他们可能心里面这样问,他们有一点埋怨,我们也是这样埋怨。
Daniel knew. Daniel knew.
丹以理他明白。
Lord, we have sinned against you.
但以理他知道他向主承认说是我们得罪了你。
It's our ancestors and us we have caused pain in your heart.
是我们的祖先和我们自己使你的心痛苦。
And Ezra knew.
以斯拉也知道。
And Nehemiah knew.
我们看见尼希米他也知道。
Now when these people, they heard the word and explanation.
当百姓们读到这些话语而且明白他们的解释的时候。
Then they realized.
他们开始看见。
God has said many years ago.
原来神在好多年以前就已经说了。
You know, if you are faithful to my word.
如果你们向我的话语忠心的话。
I will make you prosperous.
我要使你们昌盛。
But if you don't.
但是若是你们。
I will exile you to the end of the world.
若是你们不听我的话我就要使你们被抛在。
But one day when you turn around,
但是有一天你们的心回转归向,
I will bring you back.
我要带你们回来。
Dear brother and sister,
亲爱弟兄姊妹,
they now know.
现在我们知道,
these people knew.
这些百姓们, 他们明白了。
That's why they wept.
那是为什么他们哭泣。
They repent before the Lord.
他们在主的面前,
they repent
悔改,
like Daniel.
他们像但以理一样悔改。
They repented like Ezra.
他们也像以斯拉那样悔改。
They repented like Nehemiah.
他们也像尼希米那样的悔改。
That's why there's joy of the Lord.
那就说到这是耶和华的喜乐。
The Lord see, finally, his own people knew.
最后神终于看见他的百姓明白了。
You know, these people felt that the Lord would suffer, would really suffer for all these 160 years.
在这么长160年来主在那里受苦。
I'm sorry, the people felt that they suffer.
他们一直感觉自己在受苦。
But they did not know the Lord suffered a lot more.
他们根本不明白神比他们受的苦更多。远远多过他们。
Now they realize.
现在他们明白了。
I think, you know, the Lord knows our heart.
我想我们的主知道我们的心。
The Lord knows their heart.
主也知道他们的心。
The Lord knows now they repented.
主知道他们现在悔改。
And that's the reason there's a joy in the Lord's heart.
那就是我们看见耶和华心中有了喜乐。
So, dear brothers and sisters, not just one person, this is a whole Israelites.
弟兄姊妹，这不是一个人而已，是整个以色列民。
The whole exile.
整个被掳的以色列。
So, dear brothers and sisters, you see, at the beginning is the suffering.
弟兄姊妹们，我们看见开头的时候是受苦。
Is Daniel's heart suffer for the heart of the Lord?
但以理为着神心中的痛苦而痛苦。
Now, Ezra the same, Nehemiah the same.
然后我们看见以斯拉尼西米他们一样。
And finally is the joy.
最后却是喜乐。
It's glory.
是荣耀。
So dear brothers and sisters,
所以亲爱的弟兄姊妹们你们我们看见吗
?There is a connection.
在这里有关联。
Between suffering for the Lord and the joy and the glory.
就是为主受苦与主一同受苦它的结果是喜乐和荣耀。
My dear brothers and sisters, when you look at history,
弟兄姊妹们，当我们看历史的时候
，From Old Testament to New Testament，
从旧约到新约
，And all these brothers who suffer with the Lord，
所有的弟兄们为主而受苦。
Now at the end， none of them will say， I did it wrong。
在结果呢，没有一个人说我做错了。
Everyone say I thank the Lord。
每一个人都说我感谢主。
The Lord has led me on a journey。
主一路引导我走这个旅程。
Along the journey, he gave me joy.
在这一条路上他把喜乐赐给我。
And at the end, he let me enter into glory.
到了最后他带我进入荣耀。
So, brothers and sisters, what I'm saying is we ought to look at this suffering for the Lord in a very positive way.
所以弟兄姊妹们我们要从一个非常正面的角度来看为主与主一同受苦。
In fact, if we are not willing to fellowship in his suffering, how can we walk with him?
事实上，若是我们不愿意与他一同受苦，我们怎么可能与他同行呢？
Our brothers this morning and this afternoon, they kept talking about the way of the cross.
我们的弟兄们早上和下午都谈到守主十字架的道路。
If we are not willing to walk the way of the cross,
如果我们不肯走十字架的道路，
can we really walk with the Lord?
我们真能与主同行吗？
Not possible.
那不可能的。
So if we want to walk with the Lord,
若是我们要与主同行，
every aspect of Him we have to experience.
他身上的每一方面也都要成为我们的经历。
So let's come back to what we want to share today.
所以现在我们可以开始讲今天的主题啊。
Can we show the slide?
我们请看。
Yeah.
投影片。
Okay. This is to make the story simple.
我们要简略的来说。
You know, the Lord Jesus came to the earth to suffer.
主耶稣来到地上了。第一次来他是受苦。
Remember we read in the Revelation that from the foundation of the earth, God has destined, the lamb has to stay to be slain.
我们记得刚才读的经文，羔羊是在创立世界以来就被杀的。
And then when our Lord Jesus really came,
然后我们主耶稣真的来了。
When our Lord Jesus came, when he himself concluded his life, I mean, when he explained his life,
当主耶稣行走在地上，他要向人解释他的人生。
He's saying that, Father, what you have assigned me to do, I have done.
他向父祷告说，父啊，你所托付我的事，我已经成全了。
Now, what are the things that the Lord entrusted to him?
父神托付给主耶稣的是什么事情呢？
They will come to that.
我们要私下要讲，之后要讲到。
But all through that, you will see that the Lord, that we're talking about four aspects of what the Lord has entrusted to him.
我们要讲到父神呢，托付给主耶稣四件，他的事情有四方面。
And then you see, in every aspect, Jesus must suffer.
而在这每一方面呢，主耶稣都必须要受苦。
And then you see that there are people who suffer with him.
然后我们可以看见主得着了一般人与他一同受苦。
Now, in the Bible, it explicitly recorded the suffering of John, the Peter, and Paul.
在圣经里面很清楚地讲到的，像使徒约翰、彼得和保罗与主一同受苦。
Yeah, and also, of course, there's James.
当然还有雅各
and other brothers and sisters,
还有许多其他的弟兄姊妹们。
Essentially, what our brothers share in the afternoon, all those who walk the way of the cross are the people who suffer with the Lord.
像我们弟兄下午所交通的那些走在主十架道路上面的人，都是与主一同受苦的人。
So that, and then the result of the Lord doing all these things.
所以主耶稣成全这些事情的结果是什么？
And finally, as far as you and I are concerned,
最后就是关乎你和我们。
Now he will lead many sons to glory.
他要引导众子进荣耀里。
And this is in Hebrews chapter 2.
这是在希伯来书第二章里。
So in a very nutshell, this is what I would like to share with you, brothers and sisters.
这就是我要和大家交通的一个纲要。
Yeah. And then the next one, please.
接下来一个投影片。
Now, this one is a bit complicated, and my original is even more complicated.
这一个有一点复杂，我最初的可能比它还要不容易。
You know, we read that the Lord Jesus, when he was about to die.
当我们主耶稣将要受死之前，
Now he said, a grain of wheat, you know, fall on the ground and die, it brings much fruit.
他说到一粒麦子若落在地里死了就结出许多籽粒来。
And immediately he said, where I am, I want my servant to also be.
他立刻就接下来说到，我在哪里， 我的仆人们也要在哪里。
So this is what he wants us to be. He wants his servants to be.
这是他盼望我们，就是我们服侍他的人所在的地方。
But the Lord Jesus himself, when he came,
当主耶稣他自己来的时候，
I'm just showing you what I have learned.
我只是向大家交通我所学习的。
You know, the Lord Jesus came when you try to summarize what he came to do.
主耶稣来到地上呢，我试着概括的说他做了什么。
And this is not that I say, it's that actually he himself said that these are the things I came to do.
这不是我说他做了什么事，乃是主耶稣自己说这是我来到地上所做的事情。
Yeah. The first one is that he came to take away the sin of the world.
第一件事，第一方面乃是他到世上来是除去世人的罪孽。
He himself didn't say that, but John the Baptist said that.
他并没有直接这样说，乃是施洗约翰说的。
At the very beginning of John's Gospel,
在约翰福音的一开头，
Behold the Lamb of God, who takes away the sin of the world.
施洗约翰宣告说，看哪，神的羔羊，除去世人罪孽的。
So, dear brothers and sisters, what the Lord came to do, the first thing he did is take away that we shouldn't have, the stuff that shouldn't have.
弟兄姊妹们，主耶稣来到地上，第一件事情乃是
It takes away the thing that we should not have.
他自己没有，他把我们的罪。
There are things, that we, the people live in the world that's bad for us. So he came, the first thing, he take that away.
我们知道在世上世人的生活对我们是有害的，他把那个拿掉。
And the second thing he did, is give us what we should have.
第二件事情他是他把我们该有的，我们而没有的给我们。
The man in the world, they don't have. But then he brings this thing from heaven so that we can have.
他把这些我们该有而没有的事情从天上带下来。
And the third thing is he said himself.
第三件事情是他自己亲自说的。
Remember when John the Baptist was in jail?
我们记得施洗约翰被下在监里的时候。
And John Baptist sent a person to ask Jesus.
施洗约翰打发人去问主耶稣。
Are you the one who's coming?
你是那要来的那位吗？
And the Lord Jesus said, you go tell John this.
主对他说，主对那人说，你回去告诉施洗约翰。
That the blind see.
看人子来了。叫瞎眼的看见。
That the deaf hear.
叫聋子听见。
And the lame walk.
叫瘸子行走。
And the lepers got cleansed.
长大麻风的得洁净。
And the poor have good news preached to them.
贫穷的人有福音传给他们。
In essence, this is what the Lord Jesus described what he came the earth to do.
这个本质上就是主耶稣自己在这里描述他来到地上所做的事。
So this is the third aspect what he came to do.
这是他来到地上做的事情的第三方面。
And the last thing, which is about 1 year before he was crucified.
最后一件事就是在他要被钉十字架的前一年。
Yeah, I'm not sure whether exactly 1 year or half year. My brother knows more.
我不敢确定是一年前或者是半年前。
对。But no matter what, the Lord Jesus said himself.
但是主耶稣自己说了这个话。
On this rock, I will build my church.
在这个磐石上，我要建造我的教会。
The gate of heaven cannot prevail against.
阴间的门不能胜过他。
So Lord Jesus said he came to do this.
这是主耶稣亲自说他来到地上要做的事。
To build his own church.
他要建造他自己的教会。
You know that the next year he will be crucified.
他清楚知道明年他就要被钉十字架。
So when he talk about building his own church, it doesn't mean just half a year.
他讲到他要建造他的教会。
It's not only just half a year or 1 year.
不是就是半年就建成了或者一年就建成。
And that church has lasted forever.
那一个教会呢是存到永远。
And that church has a mission.
那一个教会呢是有一个使命的。
The church is to represent him.
那个教会呢是来代表他的。
Because he would not be physically with them.
因为他不再是在肉身中与他们同在。
And that church has to display his glory.
那个教会要彰显他的荣耀。
And that church walk on earth so that people on earth see the church as see Christ.
那个教会行走在世上，人看见教会就好像看见了他一样。
So these are the four aspects of what the Lord Jesus came to do.
所以这是主耶稣来到地上做的工作的四方面。
Now the first aspect, brothers and sisters, John the Baptist talk about the sin.
第一方面呢，我们看见施洗约翰讲到罪，罪孽。
The Chinese translation is really good.Chinese translation actually means iniquity.
在中文翻译把它翻成罪孽。
Yeah. Yes. So, brothers and sisters, this sin, singular, or iniquity, it doesn't mean that I hit my brother.
这个罪孽啊，或者是单数的罪这个字，并不是指着一个罪的行动，我打了我的弟兄。
Yeah, or I got angry with my husband, my wife.
或者我们在家里面向自己的丈夫生气，或者跟妻子生气。
This iniquity is against God.
这一个罪孽乃是与神作对。
Yes, it's against God.
乃是得罪神。
Transgression or other things is, you know, is something we shouldn't do, but it's not that serious. This iniquity is extremely serious.
过犯呢？是我们做了一些我们不该做的事情，这还不是那么严重，但是罪孽是一个极端严重的事情。
When I was in high school, I never heard about God.
在我读高中的时候，从来没有听过神的事情。
But I know one thing.
但是我知道一件事。
My life is lousy.
我过了一个很窝囊的生活。
Yeah, I don't know the purpose of my life.
我不知道我人生的目的是什么。
When I went into college,
当我读大学的时候，
there are people who preach gospel to me.
就有人向我传福音。
I felt that they are simple in mind.
我觉得他们都是头脑简单的。
Then when I came to the United States to graduate school,
然后我到美国来读做研究生。
It's really funny that there are local people, Christians.
很有趣的，本地的有一些基督徒。
They invited me to their house.
他们邀我到他们家里面。
I drew a long face.
我就拉长了我的脸。
And they keep inviting me.
但是他们还是一直邀我。
I couldn't see any displeasure in their face.
我这样子对待他们，但是我从他们脸上看不出一点的不高兴。
So I found that they have something I don't have.
所以我发现他们里面有一些东西是我没有的。
Then I started working.
然后我开始工作了。
And then I actually had a grudge with my boss.
我开始工作的时候，我跟我的老板过不去。
Yeah, he didn't know. I just felt that something he did wrong, so I was very unhappy.
他自己不知道我对他过不去。
Once he was,
但是我觉得他做了一些不对的事。
Yeah, once he came into my office, he was talking, and my hands were on my chair shaking.
有一次他到我的办公室来跟我说话的时候呢，我发现我的手啊抓住椅子在发抖。
And just once, you know, 10 seconds, I'll burst out.
差不多只过了10秒钟啊，我就爆炸了。
If 10 more seconds, I will burst out.
如果再多10秒我就爆炸。
And just at that time,
就在那个时刻，
a little voice came from within me.
从我里面好像有一个小微小的声音。
It says, Lord Jesus.
他向我说主耶稣。
You know, previously, I was never willing to say this thing called Lord Jesus.
在之前呢，我从来不愿意用这个来称说主耶稣。
Yeah, I never was willing to do that.
我根本不愿意。
But that minute when this voice came to me, my hands loosened up.
但是当这个微小的声音呼喊主耶稣的时候，我这发抖的手就松了。
So that night, that afternoon when I drove home.
那一天下班以后我开车回家。
It's so strange, I said, it's so strange.
我感觉非常奇特。
So I wanted to try to understand who this Jesus
我开始愿意去了解这位耶稣到底是谁。
So I started to read the Bible, which I never wanted to open before. I started to read the Bible with a heart of a believer.
我开始去读我从来不愿意打开的圣经, 而这一次读是用一个相信的人的心来读的。
Yeah, I said I want to try. I want to try.
我对我自己说我要试一试。
But then when I read in,
所以当我读进去了,
it's so amazing to me.
对我来讲非常的惊异。
This Jesus never thought for himself. 从来不为自己想。
这位耶稣呢, 好像从来不为自己着想。
You know, I have in my years, college years, I always try to find somebody in history that I could really admire.
我在读大学的年代里面, 我总是要找一个人是令我羡慕, 我佩服的人。
Yeah, from history, from news, from my, you know, relatives and so on.
从,
never could find one.
从历史中, 从新闻上, 从我的亲人中间, 我想要找到一位是我佩服的人,
now,
但我找不到。
This Jesus was so different.
但是这一位耶稣, 非常的不一样。
He never thought for himself.
他从不为自己着想。
So, thank the Lord. Gradually, you know, the Lord opened my heart. I became a Christian.
感谢主, 逐渐的主开我的心, 我就成为一位基督徒。
Then I realized one thing.
然后我开始领会一件事。
This iniquity talked about me.
这一个罪孽是讲到我这个人。
I'm not willing to believe.
我不愿意相信。
I'm not willing to submit.
我不愿意降服。
I don't want to believe him as God.
我不愿意相信他是神。
I don't want to submit to him.
我不愿意把我自己向他降服。
Now his law I despise.
他的律法我是轻看的。
Dear brother and sister, this is iniquity.
亲爱弟兄姊妹, 这个叫做罪孽。
It takes a miracle for a person to change.
要一个人改变, 需要一个神迹。
It takes Jesus Christ to come as a Lamb of God.
需要耶稣基督成为神的羔羊来到地上。
To take that away.
把那一个罪孽除去。
So I thank the Lord for that.
我为此感谢我的。
This is my little story.
这是我的故事。
So the first thing the Lord Jesus came is to take away the sin of the world.
所以主耶稣来做工作的第一方面乃是除去世人罪孽的。
You know, why does that have anything to do with suffering?
那个跟受苦有什么关系?
You know, when John the Baptist pointed out to him to say, Behold the Lamb of God, who takes away the sin of the world.
我们知道当施洗约翰在那里宣告说, 看啊, 神的羔羊除去世人罪孽。
What he didn't say, but he really meant it, is this lamb is going to be slain.
他没有说, 但是实际上他的意思就是说, 这一个羔羊是要被杀的。
This lamb is going to take to the slaughter.
这一个羔羊要被牵到宰杀之地。
And Lord Jesus of course knew that.
我们主耶稣当然知道他说的是什么。
Many, many years later when we read the Bible, we knew that too.
许多年以后当我们读圣经, 我们当然也知道这件事。
So dear brothers and sisters, you see, on this first thing the Lord Jesus came to do, he must suffer.
所以我们看见了, 主耶稣来到地上做事的第一方面, 他必须做的, 就是他要受。
The second thing,
第二件事,
he brings life, light, and love from heaven to earth.
他从天上带下了生命光和爱。
The Lord Jesus was so different that the Jewish religion at that time hated him.
主耶稣和所有的人都非常的不一样, 所以那时候犹太教里面的这些人呢, 非常的恨他。
And that night, there's one Pharisee by the name of Nicodemus. He came at night to see Jesus.
有一天晚上, 一个法利赛人名叫尼哥底母的来看他。
And then he said, Rabbi, you know, we know that you have come from God.
他对主耶稣说, 拉比, 我们知道你是从神那里来。
And the Lord Jesus said immediately to him,
主耶稣立刻向他说,
You have to be born again.
你必须要重生。
Only when you be born again, you can see the kingdom of God.
你只有重生, 你才可以看得见神的国。
Born again has to do with life.
重生 是与生命有关的。
The Bible actually some other translation says you have to be born, born from above.
其他的英文翻译是说你要从上面得着一个生命。
Or you have to be born anew.
或者你要得着一个新的生命。
Whether again or anew, whether from heaven, it's not something you can find around you.
无论是重生或者是从上面或者是一个新的生命都不是我们在人间可以找到。
It's a new one. It's from heaven.
这是一个新的是从天上来的。
But the Lord Jesus says, you know, when you have this, then you can see the kingdom of God.
主耶稣接下来说如果你没有这个你就不能看见神的国。
What does that mean?
那什么意思
?That means a new light has to come to you.
他的意思呢是这个新生命必须进到你的里面。
The new light.
新的光要到你的里面。
The light from heaven has to come from to you so that you can see the kingdom of God.
从天上来的光照亮你你才看得见。
So this is life and the light.
这个光和这个生命。
Yeah. And then a few verses down, he told Nicodemus, God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son. So whoever believe him shall not perish but have eternal life.
然后接下来几节他对尼哥底母说神爱世人甚至将他的独生子赐给他们叫他们不至灭亡反得永生。
God loved the world.
神爱世人。
So there is a love that comes from God.
所以有一个爱是从神那里来的。
Many chapters later, the Lord Jesus said, What God, the love, the agape that God has given me, I have given you. And you use that to love each other.
在许多章节之后呢主耶稣祷告说呢神把他的爱赐给我我把他赐给你们你们也要彼此相爱。
So, it's a new life, it's new light and new love.
所以在这里有一个新生命有一个新的光和一个新的爱。
So this is what the Lord brings.
这是主带来的。
Now what does that have to do with suffering?
这个跟苦难有什么关系?
Now between the Lord says, you know, light and the love and the life, and he talked about John chapter 3:16, two verses before, it's 3:14.
在主耶稣对尼哥底母讲到生命光和爱并且讲到约翰福音三章十六节之中间在第十四节他说
And the Lord Jesus says,You know, when Moses raised the serpent in the desert, the Son of Man will be raised up the same.
主说到摩西在旷野怎样举蛇人子也必照样被举起来。
So dear brothers and sisters, very strange.
对弟兄姊妹们这非常稀奇。
The Lord talked about life, he talked about light, he talks about love.
主耶稣讲到生命光和爱。
And in between, he said,I have to suffer.
在这之间他说到他要受苦。
The son of man has to be raised up, lift up as a serpent.
人子要被举起来好像一条蛇一样。
So dear brothers and sisters, you see, you know, sometimes I feel that, Lord, why don't you just tell him about life and the light and the love, and then hopefully he will understand.
我常常想问主说主啊你为什么不直接就讲到生命光和爱他就明白了。
Why do you have to talk about the Moses lift up the serpent?
为什么你要在这里讲到摩西在旷野举蛇呢?
But that means that he's going to be put on the cross himself.
这个意思呢是主在说到他自己要被挂在十字架。
So I was wondering, Lord, why do you want to say this? Why do you want to say, you know, doing these wonderful things? Why do you want to say that you will be crucified.
我这些日子一直在问稀奇主你说了这些事为什么要这样说你要被钉十字架了。
Then I realized one thing, brothers and sisters.
弟兄姊妹们我开始明白一件事。
You know, we are very hardened people.
我们都是心非常刚硬的人。
Unless his body is broken,
除非他的身体为我们裂开
Unless his blood is shed
除非他的血流出来
We will not turn
我们不会回转
Brothers and sisters, I don't know about you I know about me
弟兄姊妹们我不知道你的情形但是我知道我自己
But he blood is shed.
他的血,
his body is broken.
他的身体裂开。
Thorn is put on his head.
荆棘的冠冕戴在他的头上。
The nail is on his palm.
在那个钉子钉在他的掌上。
Every time we break bread together,
每一次我们一同擘饼,
we first thing see is his suffering.
第一件我们看见的乃是他的受苦。
And then we see, you know, when he was lifted up on the cross.
然后我们看见他在十字架上被举起来。
The world despised him.
世人轻看他。
But to us, it's absolute beauty.
但是对我们来讲却是那样的美丽。
It's utmost glory.
是极其的荣耀。
So this is what our Lord Jesus came to do.
这就是我们主来到地上要做的事。
And he must suffer to do that.
必要受苦。他才能够带他下这些。
Now the third thing,
第三件事。
You know, he, remember he, you know, all these people who suffer.
我们看见在地上的人受许多的苦。
You know, they suffer, some is because of sin, some is not because of sin.
有一些人因自己犯罪而受苦，但是也有一些人跟罪无关的。
Whether you suffer because of sin or whether you suffer not because of sin, when Lord Jesus met you, he put his full heart, full mind into it.
不论你是为自己的罪或者不是为罪受苦，当主遇见我们的时候，他全心的是为着我们。
You know, I remember this Samaritan woman.
大家记得那一个撒玛利亚的妇人。
You know, his life is so miserable.
他的人生非常的糟。
And he wouldn't want to see anybody.
他不愿意被别人看见。
And everybody despised her.
每一个人都轻看。
She came at noontime to get water.
所以他只有中午最热的时候去打水。
When he got there, the Lord Jesus was sitting there waiting for her.
当他到那个井旁的时候，主已经坐在那井旁在等他。
And the Lord Jesus said, you know, you need living water.
主向他说呢，你需要活水。
Then, after a while, this woman, this woman is so smart, the Samaritan woman is so smart.
这一个撒玛利亚妇人呢，她是非常聪明的。
It talks about our ancestors worship in the mountain, you Jews worship in Jerusalem.
她跟主耶稣谈到敬拜，她说我们的祖宗撒玛利亚人在这撒玛利亚的山上敬拜，你们犹太人在耶路撒冷。
The time has come. The Lord Jesus said,
主耶稣说现在时候到了。
The real worshipper of God is not worshipping in the mountain, not worshipping in Jerusalem, but worship in the spirit. And,
那真实敬拜神的不在撒玛利亚的山上也不在耶路撒冷乃是在
spirit and truth.
在灵和真实的里面。
And then the Samaritan woman,drop his bucket, went back to the village and tell everybody, I see the Messiah.
这一个撒玛利亚妇人立刻就丢弃了他的水罐子回到村里面去向人说我遇见了弥赛亚。
So, dear brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹们,
you know, sometimes you see somebody fall and somebody miserable, you go and say a few words and walk away.
有的时候我们看见有人跌倒了有人遇见意外了我们去看望他说一些安慰的话我们就离开了。
The Lord Jesus was waiting for that Samaritan woman.
但是主耶稣却在那里等待等候这一个撒玛利亚。
He was tired to begin with.
其实我们的主他那个时候肉身是疲倦。
And at the end, when his disciple came, he said, Master, do you want to eat something? You need to eat something.
但他的门徒们回来的时候跟他说主啊你一定饿了你现在吃吧。
And he actually said, you know, this is what the Lord wants me to do.
他就告诉门徒们说我有食物吃就是遵行父神的旨意。
So dear brothers and sisters, you know, oftentimes, I think Brother Dana said, you know, that, you know, sometimes we feel that nobody cares for me.
就好像 Dana 弟兄讲到有的时候我们在难处中的时候觉得没有人在意我
yeah, nobody cares,
关心我
yeah, nobody cares for me.
没有人关心我
and nothing works. nothing works.
没有一件事 在我身上是有效的。
But dear brothers and sisters, when you are sad, for whatever reason, come to the Lord Jesus. He's always there waiting.
弟兄姊妹们，但是当我们真的落进那种光景的时候，到主耶稣面前来，他总是为着我。
It seems, sometimes it seems that I cannot tell this to anybody.
有的时候我们发生一件事情不能向任何人说。
But that he is the one that you can always tell.
但是他就是那一位我们总是可以向他诉说。
You know, our Lord Jesus is wonderful.
我们的主何等的奇妙。
And then Peter says, you know, carry your burden to the Lord. He will carry for you.
彼得说将你的重担卸给我们的主他必定为我们担当。
So the fourth thing about his church.
第四件事情是关于他的教会。
You know, the Lord Jesus in Matthew chapter 16, he says, on this rock I will build my church.
在马太福音16章里面主耶稣讲我要将我的教会建造在这磐石上。
Immediately after that.
在那之后立刻
He told his disciples, I have to go to Jerusalem.
他就告诉他的门徒们说我要往耶路撒冷去。
And I have to suffer at the hands of chief priests and Pharisees.
我要在大祭司、法利赛人、文士长老的手下受苦。
And then I will be killed.
我要被杀。
This is right after he said, I'm going to build my church.
这就是他他刚刚讲完他要建造他的教会他立刻就说这个
词。Yeah. And then two verses down.
在接下来的两节。
He says, whoever want to follow me.
他说谁要若有人要跟从我。
He has to deny himself.
他必须舍己。
Take up his cross.
背起自己的十字架。
And follow me.
来跟从。
Brothers and sisters, you see there's something very, very significant.
弟兄姊妹这些岂不是非常有关联非常有意义。
He said,He himself is going to go to cross right after he talks about I'm going to build my church.
当他一说完他要在这磐石上建造他的教会的时候他就说我要上十字架。
And then right after that he says you have to take your cross and follow me.
并且说完这个之后他立刻就说你要跟从我就要舍己背起自己的
十字架。So brothers and sisters we see how important it is betweenHe wants to build his church, and he wants us to take our cross and follow him.
所以弟兄姊妹们，我们看见这是何等的重要。当他要建造他的教会，跟我们背起自己的十字架来跟从他，是何等的重要。
It's not separable.
这不是分开的两件事情。
If we are not willing to deny self.
若是我们不愿意舍己的话
Take up our cross,
不愿意背起自己的十字架
follow him,
来跟从他
then we have really nothing to do with him building his church.
那我们就跟他要建造他的教会毫无关系。
The other brothers and sisters who are willing to take up their cross and follow the Lord, they contribute to the edifying of the church.
若是有其他的弟兄姊妹们肯舍己背起自己的十字架来跟从主他们就能够有份于建造神的家。
So, brothers and sisters, this is how the Lord actually, first time talk about the church, first time talk about he's going to go to the cross, and the first time he talk about us carrying the cross.
在马太福音16章这是主第一次讲到他自己要建造他的教会他讲到他自己要上十字架并且说到我们必须要背起自己的十字架来跟从他。
So dear brothers and sisters, these three things are together.
所以弟兄姊妹们这三件事情是连在一起的。
As our brother said this morning, this afternoon, it's so important for us to be willing to take up our cross and follow him.
所以今天我们弟兄们早上和下午都讲到我们背起自己的十字架来跟从他是何等的重要。
You know, this deny self, in our Chinese translation, is like, I'm going to give up something very precious.
这一个舍己啊，中文翻成舍己，好像是我把我的一些东西放下，舍掉。
Yeah, 舍 meaning to give up, give up something really nice.
这个我自己很好的东西，我愿意把它放弃放下，这个叫做死。
But the Lord says is this: you have to deny it. It's not good. It's bad.
但是主的话语翻译那是否定它，你必须要否定就是认为它是错的。
Yeah, self is harmful.
你要看见它是对你有害的。
Self is harmful to following him.
我们若不看见，己是妨碍我去跟从他的。
Yeah. So the Lord actually, in building his church, you find that the Lord has to suffer in order three things.
我们看见主耶稣为着要建造他的教会，他有三件事情。
Yeah, the first thing is that he has to suffer so that he be a foundation of the church.
第一件事就是他自己要受苦，他成为教会的根基。
Brothers and sisters, foundation is so important.
弟兄姊妹，根基是非常重要的。
2000 years.
2000年来。
Kingdom comes and kingdom goes.
我们看见地上的国度兴起，国度衰败。
But his church stays forever.
但是他的教会却永远长存。
Because he, Christ Jesus, is the foundation of the church.
因为基督自己做了教会的根基。
How do you know he has to suffer in order that he be the foundation of the church?
我们怎么知道他必须要受苦，以至于他能够成为教会的根基呢？
The Bible, in the Old Testament and New Testament, many times it says one thing.
在旧约圣经、新约圣经许多次讲到同一件事。
It says that it's the rock that is deserted by the builder.
被匠人所弃的那块石头。
And that rock has become the first from the cornerstone of the house.
成为房角的房角石。
So he is the rock that's deserted by the builder.
所以他是被匠人所弃的那个石头。
So he has to suffer. But the result of his suffering is he become the first cornerstone of the house.
他被匠人弃绝，说出他受苦，但是他却成了建造殿的头块的房角石。
And the second thing is because he suffered, he became actually the content of the church.
第二件事情呢，他必须要受苦，使他成为教会的内容。
Now we all know that, that he is the church is the body of Christ, the fullness of him who fills all and in all.
我们都知道教会是他的身体，是那充满万有者他自己的丰满。
I mean, that's the definition of the church.
那好像是教会的一个定义。
But the problem is oftentimes the one that fills all doesn't really feel less. We don't let him feel less.
但是我们的问题，我们的难处乃是呢，他要来充满我们，但是我们不让他来充满。
So what is the solution?
那么那个答案是什么呢？
The solution is the cross.
那个解决的方式乃是十字架。
Remember, Apostle Paul in 1 Corinthians tells the Corinthian church.
我们知道使徒保罗在哥林多前书里面告诉哥林多的弟兄姊妹，
I come among you knowing nothing else but Christ and him crucified.
我到你们中间定义不知道别的，只知道基督并他钉十字架。
So Apostle Paul is saying this.
所以使徒保罗在这里说，
You know, we are together.
我们聚在一起。
You know, we don't have this one that fills all to fill less. Doesn't happen.
我们还没有那一个充满万有者的丰满来充满我。
But I come among you. I only say one thing.
但所以我来到你们中间，我只要说一件事情。
This one thing is what you need.
这就是我们要被充满所需要的那一件。
Nothing else is needed.
其他的都不需要。
Christ and him crucified.
基督并他钉十字架。
Of course, when Apostle Paul says him crucified, it means we have to be crucified too.
当然保罗在这里讲到基督钉十字架告诉我们，我们也需要与他同定。
So that's, you know, he's the content.
那就使他成为教会的。
He suffered.
他受苦。
So that he becomes the content of the church.
好叫他能够成为教会的内容。
And then the third thing,
第三件事情,
he suffered in order he become the glory of the church.
他受苦好使教会能够得着荣耀。
Right. And then remember, this is Ephesians chapter 4, chapter 5.
在以弗所书第五章,
yeah, the Lord, the apostle Paul is saying this.
使徒保罗在那里说,
and he says, Christ loved the church.
他说基督爱教会,
and gave himself for her.
为教会舍命,
so that the church can be a glorious church.
所以教会能够成为一个荣耀的教会。
And without spot or wrinkle or any such things.
毫无玷污、皱纹等类的弊。
So, dear brothers and sisters, it's truly wonderful.
弟兄姊妹们，这是何等的奇妙。
How the church can be a glorious church.
教会怎么可能成为荣耀的教会？
Christ loved his church.
教会爱他的，基督爱他的教会。
Not only that.
不仅如此。
He gave himself for her.
他为教会舍命。
Now, brothers and sisters, sometimes the thought,You know, Lord, I mean, Apostle Paul, why don't you say Jesus loved the church and the church can become a glorious church? Why don't you just say that?
我常常想，保罗，你为什么不直接说基督爱教会，使得教会呢成为荣耀的？
Then isn't that enough?
那不就够了吗？
Now why do you want to say he loved the church and gave himself for her?
为什么你要加上那一句为教会舍命呢？
Gave himself for her.Is a nail on the cross for the church.
为教会舍命的意思就是为着教会他被钉在十字架。
So dear brothers and sisters,
所以亲爱的弟兄姊妹们,
this is how the church can become a glorious church.
这就是教会如何能够成为一个荣耀教会的路。
If we don't know that Christ was crucified because of his church, because it's for his church.
如果我们不知道基督被钉在十字架上是为着他的教会。
And if we don't know that he crucified, we ought to be crucified with him.
如果我们不知道他被钉了，我们也要与他一同钉死。
Then there's no way the church can be a glorious church.
那么教会永远不可能成为荣耀的教会。
The church would be just full of flesh.
教会里面会充满了肉体。
People come among us, they cannot see Christ there.
人走到来到我们中间，他们看不见基督。
However, if the church knows that Christ loved the church and gave himself for her,
如果教会弟兄姊妹们都知道基督爱教会，为教会舍命，
and then church can be a glorious church.
那么教会就有可能成为荣耀的教会。
People come among us, come in the middle of us.
人来到我们中间。
They will feel it.
他们会感觉到。
They may or may not know any of the doctrine.
他们可能知道，也可能根本不知道任何的教训。
But they come in here, they feel that they have touched something.
当他们来到这里，他们感觉他们摸到了什么。
They touched something wonderful.
他们摸到了一件奇妙的。
Something from heaven.
从天上来的。
Something full of life.
满了生命的。
Something full of light.
满了光的事情。
And something full of love.
也满了爱的。
And then they will prostrate before God.
他们就在神的面前俯伏下。
And this is the glorious church.
这个叫做荣耀的教会。
So dear brothers and sisters, do you see that?
所以亲爱的弟兄姊妹，我们看见了吗？
Now this is Lord Jesus came to do these four things that I can see.
所以弟兄姊妹们，这是我自己看见主来到地上完成父的工作的四方面。
And every single one he has to suffer.
那每一方面他都必须要受苦。
And every single one.For us to appreciate, to join in, to fellowship in.
每一方面呢，都要让我们能够体会他，感激他，而且与他一同受苦。
Yeah. And now my brother told me that I can have 10 more minutes.
我们弟兄给我多十分钟。
See, I'm supposed to mention that these three apostles, you know, how they actually how they actually fellowship with Christ's suffering.
我们要交通一点三位使徒们，他们怎样在苦难中与基督交通。
Now, because I'm going to talk about Paul and what he guides us in the last day. So I'm going to share on John and Peter.
我今天不讲保罗，因为最后一天要讲到他。
那 John,
今天我们讲这个、约翰和彼得。
I only want to mention two things about John.
我要在约翰提两件事情。
Remember this thing, he was the one who actually noticed when Lord Jesus talked to Nicodemus, the Lord Jesus mentioned Moses raised the serpent in the desert.
当主耶稣跟尼哥底母谈话的时候，约翰可能在场，他也听到了这件事情。
Now, even if he were not there, but the Lord Jesus told him about that, like he remembered it.
即便他不在场呢，主耶稣也告诉他，他就记得了。
And then finally, the last day, when the Lord Jesus says, "Where I am, I want my servant to also be."
在主最后的日子中，向他说，我在哪里，服侍我的人也要在那里。
And he remembered that.
他也记得。
And he recorded that.
所以他把它记录下来。
You know, brothers and sisters, the Gospel of John, the last sentence.
弟兄姊妹们，在约翰福音的最后一句话。
And John says, you know, what the Lord Jesus did on earth, if we write it down, it will, the whole earth is not big enough to contain it.
约翰在那里说到，若是将主耶稣在世上所做的事都记录下来，就是全世界也容不下了。
But John's gospel is only this thin.
但是我们看约翰福音呢合起来也不过这么很薄的。
And the revelation is just this thin.
启示录也很薄。
So that says that John feels that Christ's suffering was so important.
但是呢约翰在这里说到主耶稣受苦是那样的重要。
That to him is so important.
对他来讲是非常的重要。
So these verses that we read, he recorded.
所以我们刚才读的这些话是他记录下来。
And finally, when he wrote Revelation.
最后他写启示录的时候。
Now he introduced himself.
他介绍他的自己。
In chapter 1.
在第一章里面。
I, John.
他说我约翰。
Your brother.
就是你们的弟兄。
And I'm the fellow partaker of his tribulation, kingdom, and patience.
在耶稣基督的苦难、患难、国度、忍耐里一同有份。
This is how he introduced himself.
这是他自我介绍。
Yeah, I'm the fellow partaker of his suffering.
我与你们呢在他的耶稣的患难、国度和忍耐中一同有份。
And to John, that's so important.
对约翰来讲，这是非常重要。
You know, I'm not only a partaker of his kingdom, I'm also a partaker of his tribulation.
不仅在他的国度中有份，而且在他的患难中与他一同。
It's extremely important to him.
这个事情对他来讲是非常重要的。
So, This is all I want to say about John.
这就是我想稍微讲一点关于约翰。
In all his life,
在他的一生中
he remembered this.
他记得这件事。
In all his life,
在他一生中
he walked with Lord Jesus.
他与主同行。
He partake in his everything.
他与主耶稣一同有份。
Especially with his suffering.
特别是在他的患难中。
So this is John.
这就是约翰。
Peter.
彼得呢？
You know, Peter was the one who noticed when Lord Jesus says, I'm going to build my church on the rock, and then Lord Jesus immediately say, I'm going to go to Jerusalem to suffer. He's the one who noticed that.
彼得是那个最印象深刻、最留意主耶稣说，我要在这个磐石上建造我的教会。接下来主说，我要被害。在十字架上被杀。
And then he's also the one that when Lord Jesus says, you gotta deny yourself, take up the cross and follow me. He basically mainly talks to Peter.
他也是那一位，就是主耶稣可能就直接对彼得说，你必须要否定你的自己，背起自己的十字架来跟从我。
We know that just, about half a year later, the last day when the Lord Jesus was on earth.
所以大约半年之后，主耶稣在地上。
Peter says, anybody, and if everybody wanted to desert you, I will not.
彼得告诉主说，若是众人都离弃你，我总不离开你。
And that night,
那一个晚上，
the Lord Jesus was in the chief priest's house.
主耶稣在大祭司的院中。
And everybody was persecuting him.
每一个人都在控告主。
And then Peter, you know, he was there.
彼得在那里。
And this little maid asked Peter, you are the one who is with this person.
有一个使女说，你岂不是与他在一起的？
I don't know him.
彼得说，我不认识他。
Once, twice, three times.
一次，两次，三次。
And then the third time, the cock crowed.
第三次，鸡就叫了。
And when he looked, Jesus was looking at him.
他这样说的时候，他看见主在看他。
And then he went out and wept.
他就出去痛苦。
And I think he knew, you know, our Lord Jesus was all, in all his suffering, his heart was only at Peter.
我认为呢，彼得知道主虽然那时候那么受苦，但是主耶稣的心一直在彼得身上。
He felt he's not qualified to follow Jesus.
他觉得他再没有资格来跟从。
So, a few days later, he went fishing.
几天之后呢，他去打鱼去了。
And his companions went with him.
他的同伴们跟他一起去。
But right there at the sea.
他们在海边的时候。
That morning.
那一天早上。
And, this man there, he has the coal fire, he has the fish, he has the bread.
好像有一个人在那里，他有炭火和鱼跟饼。
That man, he knew, Peter knew, is Lord Jesus.
他知道那一位，彼得清楚知道就是他的主。
So Lord Jesus says, Peter, do you love me?
所以主耶稣就问他说，彼得，你爱我吗？
It's so hard for Peter to answer.
这对彼得来讲很难回答。
The Lord asked him three times.
主耶稣问了他三次。
So finally the Lord said,
最后主说，
You know when you are young,
在你年轻的时候，
You can go wherever you want to go.
你束上带子随意往来。
But later there will be one day.
但是之后有一天要来。
And people will bind your hands.
人要用你的带子束上你的手。
They will bring you to a place you don't want to be.
带你到你自己不愿意去的地方。
And then he said, Peter, come follow me.
然后主告诉彼得说，彼得起来跟从。
Of course, he asked Peter to feed my sheep.
当然他先托付彼得说喂养我的羊。
But finally he told Peter, you know, even people will bring you to a place you don't want to be, but Peter, come after me.
但是当主最后告诉他说，人要束上你，带你到你不愿意去的地方的时候，主说彼得来跟从。
That defined Peter's life for the next 30 years.
那个为接下来彼得之后的30年做了一个定义。
And then finally when Peter wrote his first Peter and second Peter.
在彼得最后写他的书信前后书的时候。
And especially the first Peter.
特别是前书里面。
The latter half of the book is all about suffering.
这一卷书的后一半呢，都是关于受苦。
But when he wrote about suffering, he didn't write about suffering in sadness.
但是当他写到受苦的时候，他不是在一个很痛苦的心情底下写。
Remember the chapter 4, I think it's, I forgot which verse, saying this. He was saying, you see, when you suffer for the Lord, and then you have to remember you are suffering with him.
在刚才我们读过的经文，当你受苦的时候，你要记得你是与他一同
受苦。Yeah, you have to rejoice. You will have great joy with you.
因为呢，你们要喜乐，因为有一个大喜乐要赐给你。
Yeah, and also he said, you know, when you suffer for the sake, for the name of the Lord.
若是你为着主的名而受苦。
The spirit of glory and the spirit of God will be upon you.
他说当你为着主的名受苦的时候，那荣耀的灵，就是神的灵，要常住在你的身上。
So Peter has gone beyond the fear of suffering.
所以彼得呢，他远远地抛下了害怕受苦的事。
Yeah, and the suffering with the Lord always bring us, bring me, bring everyone to great joy.
我们为主或者与主一同受苦，总叫我们得着极大的喜乐。
And there's a wonderful spirit of glory, a wonderful spirit of God.
而且这奇妙荣耀的灵，神荣耀奇妙的灵必住在我们身上。
So dear brothers and sisters, when you think about this,
所以弟兄姊妹们，当你思想这件，
you know, all these people in the Old Testament,
在旧约时代的所有的人，
all these people that's written in the Bible in the New Testament,
在新约圣经里面记载的这所有人，
and all these people afterwards until now,
还有新约圣经之后所有的人直到今天，
not a single one who did not realize this,
没有一个他们不明白这件事。
No, when they realized that the Lord suffered,
当他们明白了我们的神，我们的主耶稣都受苦，
and the Spirit came to them,
主的灵就临到他们，
and they want to walk with the Lord,
他们愿意与主同行，
and they want to by the grace of the Lord to suffer with the Lord,
他们要借着主的恩典与主一同受苦，
all along the way,
一直走一生，
and then every step of the wayThere's a smile of the Lord's face on them.
每一步路上面，他们都看见主的笑脸与他们同在。
And as Peter said, it's the spirit of glory and the spirit of God will rest upon you.
所以彼得才这样说，神荣耀的灵必与你们同在。
So dear brothers and sisters,
所以弟兄姊妹们，
I think that's for you and for me.
我想这些话是为着你和我的。
There's no reason that we are afraid, are not willing to suffer with the Lord.
我们没有理由来害怕，或者我们不愿意来与主一同受苦。
When we think back,
当我们回头思想的时候，回顾的时候，
this little inconvenience, this little suffering doesn't count to anything.
今天的一点点的不方便，一点点的苦难，根本微不足道。
And I can only remember this verse in Chinese.
我只记得在中文里面的这一句。
自战自清的苦楚。
那自战自清的苦楚，
为我们成就极重
无
比
的荣耀。
永远的荣耀。
主，我们感谢你。
Lord, we thank you.
你爱我们。
You love us.
虽然我们顶撞你，背逆你，
although we sin against you, we disobey you,
你为我们伤痛，你却没有放弃我们。
And you pain, you suffer pain because of us, but you did not forsake us.
你亲自来寻找我们，
you came to look for us yourself,
拯救我们，
to save us.
不仅把生命光和爱赐给我们，
not only you given us the life, light,and the love.
亲爱的主，你还呼召我们做你的同伴。
Dear Lord, you also invite us, call us to be your companion.
在地上来学习交通于你的苦难。
And on earth that we can learn to fellowship in your suffering.
主啊，因着你的爱，我们答应。
Lord, because of your love, for your love, we answer you.
我们愿意一生学习与你同走这条十字架的窄路。
And the whole life we are willing to learn to walk this narrow way of the cross with you.
主啊，有你的扶持就是我们的力量和喜乐。
Lord, with your support, with your sustaining, that is our strength, that is our joy.
我们谢谢你把这些话交通给我们。
We thank you for fellowshipping these words to us.
愿你得着所有亲爱的弟兄姊妹。
May you gainEvery dear brother, every dear sister.
叫父的心在我们这一代也能够得着喜悦，他的旨意得着成全。
May the heart of the Lord be joyful and his will be done in our generation.
祷告奉耶稣基督宝贵的圣名。
We pray in the name of the precious name of Lord Jesus.
Amen.
Amen.